Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, who appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton, and walked about among human beings as Mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Spending a vacation on the New England coast, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy for the Planet City Room, have found that Horn House, the home of Jimmy's Aunt Louisa Horn, is a secret base for smugglers. When we last saw them, Kent and Jimmy had just learned that the stranger they caught signaling from the tower of the abandoned lighthouse was Aunt Louisa's nephew, Christopher Horn, and that the house itself, unknown even to its present owner, was a maze of secret passageways and galleries. Jasper Quinby, local banker, had been found in the middle of the locked kitchen and had been allowed to go before it was realized that he could not possibly have entered in the usual way. After much talk and efforts to revive the unconscious Christopher, the family had retired for the night, and nothing further had occurred. As our story continues, it is next morning. Aunt Louisa, Kent, and Jimmy are at breakfast in the dining room. Listen.
Thanks, Aunt Lou. I will have another donut. How about you, Mr. Kent?
Oh, no, no thanks, Jimmy. My plate's clean, and I'm going to keep it that way. Say, by the way, Miss Horn, where did you get these plates? They're mighty pretty.
Yeah, I noticed them too, Aunt Lou. Aren't they kind of special? They look Chinese.
They are Chinese, Jimmy. My very special Canton set, only used for company.
Oh, boy, Mr. Kent. Your company.
Your great-grandfather Horn brought them from China 60 years ago, along with the jade.
Jade? You mean to say you've got some real Chinese jade, Miss Horn?
Not now, Mr. Kent, but we did have. I never saw it, but land knows I've heard of it. It was the jade that was going to make the family fortune.
Where is it now, Aunt Lou?
Oh, goodness knows, Jimmy. 60 years ago, reckon it's near 65 now, it just vanished. Clean out of sight, between a night and a morning.
Oh, Miss Horn, what do you mean?
That's what I say, Mr. Kent. Reckon I ain't lost the use of my tongue. One night it was here, right here in Horn House, and next day it was gone.
Golly, stolen?
We never knew. And we couldn't ask because your great-grandpa was gone, too.
Gone where, Miss Horn?
Nobody ever knew till they found him 2 weeks later.
Found him? You mean to say...
Didn't your ma ever tell you, Jimmy? No, I reckon she couldn't. Front her side of the family. Yes, she was dead. Lying on the beach. They found him at the ebb tide.
Sounds just like a mystery novel. And they never found the jade?
Never. More's the pity.
Was it worth much?
Worth much. My land, boy. Jade like that? Well, reckon it's worth its weight in gold, all right. Grandpa had mighty close to a trunkful.
Great Scott. But, Miss Horn, where did he get it?
Like I said, from China. He was a clipper captain, Mr. Kent. Every voyage, he'd bring back something else. Pictures, wallpaper, dishes.
Wallpaper?
Don't shout so, Jimmy. It's mighty particular, Grandpa was. I hardly remember him myself, but I've heard Ma tell about him many's the time. Had the wallpaper made special for this very room. In Shanghai, I think it was.
Oh. This wallpaper here?
It's so faded now, you can't make it out. But the picture on that wall shows it was the same. Why, my land.
Aunt Lou, what's the matter?
My soul and body, look there, right on the wall behind you, Mr. Kent.
For what?
The picture.
Where?
It's gone.
Why, that's so. Golly, I never noticed.
Jimmy, did you break that picture and say nothing about it?
Me? Gosh, Aunt Lou, what do you take me for, a kid?
I wouldn't put it past you. My soul. Mr. Kent, what's the matter?
He's your nephew.
Oh, Christopher.
Where's that man, that Quinby?
Oh, now, wait, take it easy. Sit down, man, before you fall. Hey, wait a minute. Lie down there on the sofa.
I'll get you a drink of water. That's
Christopher, you shouldn't have gotten up. You should have stayed in bed.
Never mind that. There's something I've got to do. We've all got to do. Where's Quinby?
Quinby went home. What about him?
He tried to murder me.
What?
He tried to murder me while I couldn't help myself.
Jasper Quinby? Oh, I...
Last night he came in and phoned me. I'd just come to. He tried to strangle me there on the couch. If it hadn't been for Tiger...
Tiger? Gee, Mr. Kent, that's why he went for him.
Tiger, he was always crazy about me.
Mr. Horn, I think we'd better have an understanding.
Yeah, the sooner the better.
Why would Jasper Quinby want to kill you?
Because he knows I'm on to it.
What?
He knows I know.
So, Christopher, know what?
Aunt Lou, I had to do it. I had to run with that gang till I could find out.
What? Find out what?
There's secret passages all through the house. Couldn't be found on me. Got into the library, and so did I, but I was too late. Too late.
Christopher Horn, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Aunt Lou, don't you know that the Chinese jade, great-grandfather jade, is right here in this house.
Wait,
why?
Christopher, what do you mean?
Here in the house, great heavens.
Where is it?
That's what I don't know, but Jasper Quinby does.
Jasper Quinby? That's what he was hanging around for.
Maybe he was after it last night.
Christopher, how does Quinby know about Grandpa's jade?
Ask me some more. Ask me how I know. It's in the library, Aunt Lou. It's all in the library, but they never looked there.
The library?
All the old log books, everything he wrote on his voyages. I was always a great reader, Aunt Lou. You know that.
So I should say I do.
I read the logs. I read them all. He'd written it down, old Joshua Horn, what he was going to do.
Mr. Horn, do you mean to tell me that the hiding place of the Chinese jade is in old Captain Horn's log books?
Wait till I tell you. I read them all. I got closer and closer, but when I came to what I needed most, the pages were missing.
What?
Torn out. And do you know who'd taken them? It was Jasper Quinby. Somehow he knew. Don't ask me how, but he did.
Quinby's bad lot. All of them. Our people always had trouble with Quinby's, even way back.
Then that's it. Maybe Jasper heard it from his father.
Mr. Horn, what was in those log books? A sketch? A chart?
I don't know. I know everything else. I know that you can only get into where the jade is a couple times each year.
What in sakes, Christopher? What do you mean?
I don't know. All I can tell you is what I read in the log books. Maybe it's got something to do with the tides, but that's how it is. Only a couple times each year. And right now is one of the times.
Jiminy, then you say Quinby knows where it is?
He told me he was mighty near it. And that's why he wanted the house. He's in the smuggling racket, and he's after the jade. And that's why I joined up with him, Aunt Lou, so I could find out.
Oh, Chris, I knew you wasn't really bad.
And I reckon I lost. It's too late. Quinby was in here last night. Before he come in and found me, I reckon he got what he needs. Maybe it's a chart. Maybe it's a map.
No, not a map. A picture.
Mr. Kent, what do you mean?
Don't you see? The picture on the wall. The picture that's missing.
Oh, my soul.
Golly, Mr. Kent, do you think that's it? Aunt Lou, what was it?
Why, I don't hardly recollect. Yes, I do, too. It was a picture of some gardens. The Golden Gardens, I think, twas.
Well, whatever it was, that's where the secret is, and Quinby knew it. He took it last night. Oh, what fools we were to let him go. We might have known.
Mr. Kent, maybe it's not too late now.
I don't know. He wouldn't wait long, no longer than he had to. But he wouldn't work by daylight. He'd wait till dark. Where does he live?
Quinby?
Yes.
Man's way back in town. Big white house on the hill.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Kent, what are you going to do?
I'm off. I can't waste time now. Look after Christopher. I'll hurry all I can.
Yeah. Well, I never. On earth, what'll happen next?
Christopher, what's the matter with him, Aunt Lou?
Oh, Christopher! Oh, Jimmy!
Oh, he'll be all right, Aunt Lou. Don't you worry. Golly, look. He's right under where the picture was. Say.
Jimmy, what are you looking at?
Look, this is funny. All the wallpapers faded out. Except where the picture was. Did it hang here long?
Ever since your great-grandpa put it there.
Well, look. You can see what the pattern was just as clear as anything. My gosh, Aunt Lou.
Jimmy, don't scream like that. It's enough to give a buddy the jumps.
Aunt Lou, did you say back a while ago that the wallpaper was the same as the picture? Didn't you say that?
Well, yes, I did. Captain Joshua had the wallpaper made order from the picture. Jimmy, what are you doing standing on your head?
Aunt Lou, look here. Oh, my gosh, look. We've discovered something, don't you see?
See what?
The pattern. The Chinese pattern. Turn it around and it's a map. A regular map of Lighthouse Point and Horn House. Look.
Jimmy Olson, you're out of your mind.
I'm not. No wonder Quinby swiped it. And to think it has been here all these years, just looking right at us.
I don't believe it. It ain't possible.
But it is, can't you see? And all those white lines. Aunt Lou, those are the secret passages.
Jimmy, I tell you, I don't believe it. And even if it is, what good does it do us?
What good does it do us? Don't you understand? Aunt Lou, it means that we can find where the jade is ourselves. Just by following the drawings. Right now, too. And wait. What's this? Why, there's writing all around the edge of each pattern. Wait a minute, I'll try to read it.
Jimmy, you're making that up.
I'm not. Honest, I'm not. Listen. Take twice three turns and two turns more. The water waits behind the door. Turn seven stones. Make haste, for then the sea too soon comes in again.
What? It sounds like silly gibberish to me. What's it mean?
I don't know, but look. See this long line leading out of the other? With a thing like a sun at the top of it? Aunt Lou, I'll bet that's where the secret room is. And you and I are going to find it, just as soon as I've cut out this wallpaper.
I don't believe you know what you're talking
about. Shades of old Captain Joshua Horn. Is the Chinese wallpaper pattern really a map of Lighthouse Point? Does it chart the way to the secret chamber? What is the meaning of the strange rhyme written on the margins of the print? And what terrible secret lies in wait at the end of the winding passageways? Tune in next time for the thrilling, unbelievable climax. Follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.